purpose of Screen Nights was we were set up to administer secondary royalty payments to rights holders in broadcast content. So it's a bit of a long and checkered history, but it's not checkered at all. We originally, teachers were copying VHS tapes of shows from TV and showing them to their classes, and there was no copyright remuneration for the rights holders in that content. So Screen Rights was set up to track, to license that usage and to track the payments so that we could pay those royalties back to screen content creators.
The reason why we're talking today is because of Screen Rights Cultural Fund, and I presume that there's a certain amount of funding flow through to be able to run a cultural fund.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we're dealing in kind of millions of dollars, I think around $40 million odd for the educational license. And so we have a capacity to be able to allocate a small amount of some of that money towards a cultural fund, which we started up in 2018. So it's in its sixth year, and we're really happy to be able to use some of that money to put towards some amazing initiatives that benefit the screen industry as a whole, because everything we do, we want to help create a thriving screen industry. So to give you a bit of a background about the cultural fund and the types of projects it funds, the way that it differs from a lot of the other funding in the market is that it's not a production or a development fund, so it's not to put towards specific screen projects, as in screen content creation, but it goes towards projects that help to, you know, broaden access to screen content or to diversify the voices in screen. These kinds of initiatives that offer a real broad benefit to the industry. So we're trying to offer a fund in the landscape that doesn't duplicate what's already provided by the state and federal funding bodies. So this year, the focus of the 2023 Screen Rights Cultural Fund round is new visions. And I'll just I'll let you know what our board director, Rachel Anthony, who's the chair of the Cultural Fund Working Group, had to say about that. She explained it as new visions aim to let us see something differently. Perhaps it's a reimagining of creative processes, an innovative way to connect with audiences, or a project which destroys stereotypes, or perhaps all of these. She says, every year we're thrilled to see the calibre and breadth of applications and how they interpret the theme. We encourage all the visionaries out there to submit.
And I notice Back to Back, for example, which is well known here because it's a Geelong theatre company that has really punched up above its weight. But it then went on to create some of their theatre productions on screen, which was supported by development's money from you, from the Cultural Fund. It wasn't to develop it, but to actually make it possible for them to move into the screen.
Yeah, they're amazing, that theatre company. Yeah. Well, that's a really good example of a project which did have a screen production kind of at its core. But what Back to Back Theatre were doing with this grant money was that they were creating an internship model that could be used on other productions so that it could see people with disability employed and mentored in production roles. So while it was attached to the creation of a production, a screen production, it was actually much more about the model that they were then able to provide to industry so that it can have like a much broader impact than just that one project. It's trying to find projects that really can help the industry to thrive in all kinds of ways, which is why, you know, we're really open to the kinds of projects that we're looking to fund. And it's sort of like it's a pretty difficult thing to explain, but once you get your head around what we're trying to do, it's pretty straightforward. So I would recommend anyone who's interested in applying just to pop over to the Screen Rights website and check out the previously funded projects, because you can see all the different kinds of things that we've funded since 2018. And it's kind of, you know, anything from like a geodesic dome that toured schools in New Zealand with screen content to increase access, to a screenwriting mentorship program for Aboriginal community members in the Kimberley. Like, there's a huge breadth of of projects that we fund. It's currently open for applications and closes on Wednesday the 12th of April. You can apply for up to $50,000 per project, and you know that can be part of a project which has bigger funding and other funding streams from elsewhere, or has in-kind support that's going to make up a bit more. But we do fund less than that as well on smaller projects. We want to see all kinds of projects come through. And one thing I'd love to share with your listeners is that we have a process that was implemented last year for the first time, which is an expressions of interest process. And the way that that works is we really want to help individuals and organisations who perhaps aren't as familiar with grant funding applications and could use a bit of advice and assistance on making sure that their application really shines, because we know that there are amazing projects out there from people who just maybe haven't had the experience with grant funding. So you can pop in an expression of interest. It's a really simple form just with a few details about the project. That's open until the 31st of March, but those are rolling. So what would happen is our EOI consultant, who is external to ScreenRights, she'll just pop in a video session at a time that's convenient for you both and really work through your idea with you and really help you to hone that application so that it can be the best possible application for the process. And that's open until the 31st of March, which then gives you another couple of weeks after that to actually put the application together after you get that advice. I can't wait to see the applications that come in. We just have so many amazing projects that come through, and it's just honestly one of my favourite parts of my job.